AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. We know who, but we don't know why. The heavily armed man and woman who opened fire on a holiday banquet for his co-workers in San Bernardino, California, killing 14 people and wounding 17, are identified as 28-year-old U.S.-born Saeed Farouk and his wife or fiance, 27-year-old Tashfeen Malik, whose background we don't know much about yet. Both of them died in a shootout with police. Police Chief Jared Burguan says the pair had weapons so powerful they could pierce walls.
Both suspects were armed with what was essentially a .223 caliber assault rifle. One was called a DPMS Model A15. The other was a Smith & Wesson MMP15 model. And then both suspects also were armed with semi-automatic handguns.
Farouk's brother-in-law, Farhan Khan, says he has no idea why they did this.
The condolences to, you know, the people who lost their life. I am very sad that, you know, people lost their life and there's victims out there. I wish speedy recovery to them. And again, I am in shock that something like this could happen.
Authorities are trying to determine a motive now, which could include workplace violence or terrorism. Acquaintances say Farouk was in Saudi Arabia earlier this year, returning with a wife. He was a restaurant inspector for the health department. The world would have a clear shot at the Islamic State group and could defeat it within months, says Secretary of State John Kerry, if Syria and its warring rebels cease fire and clear the battlefield. Diplomats are working on that now. Baltimore police officer William Porter's lawyers are arguing in court he didn't get medical help for a black man in police custody because he didn't think he was injured. This is AP Radio News. The Secret Service has lots of problems and is, in fact, an agency in crisis. That's what a House committee says in a new report. AP correspondent Sandy Kozel in Washington.
There have been 143 security breaches or attempted breaches at facilities secured by the Secret Service in the last 10 years. The findings are contained in a report by the House Oversight and Government Reform Committee. The assessment concludes that the Secret Service is an agency in crisis. The report faults both leadership failings and budget cuts imposed by Congress that have led to what the committee calls a staffing crisis. Sandy Kozel, Washington.
A lot of people waiting for new House Speaker Paul Ryan's first major address today. We're told he will call for tough work requirements and cuts to safety net programs as he sketches a vision for congressional Republicans for the year 2017 and for the years beyond 2017. I'm Rita Foley, AP Radio News.
Spring is sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save big now.